You know, it's definitely Gorgos doesn't support all the features that the other ones do. But you know, it does what it does. You know, it plays music, so you know that's the primary purpose of this program is to.
Maybe you should talk with Dieter. Get usable and goggles together.
Yeah, because I'm thinking if I mean, obviously, I'm assuming your source code is out there, right? Is it C, C++?
The source code is in C++.
Okay, so if someone wanted to go and modify and build some kind of plugin for us, I have an Apache server home, and the only reason I'm asking is I use Amarok, but all I need is to store on a server. And I'd like to just have a plugin to connect to Apache and Amarok. The memory is just insane how much it uses.
Various people in the past have asked me, well, why don't you have like some, there are these media protocols that, for example, lists, I think it's UPnP or something. And I always think, well, there are already existing solutions on getting your music onto another computer remotely. NFS, you know, their network file systems. You can use SSH, you know, you can mount an SSH connection. So, you know, why should I put a lot of effort in that? Well, there are so many other things that I also want to have.
Okay.
So, you know, there are existing solutions already that are just waiting out there to be used, basically. Not that, you know, I wouldn't like it actually to have a feature like that. It's just you know, limited time. And I kind of work on the things I like to have, basically. So the future looks bright. I'm currently kind of rewriting things to make it look more nicer and more modern and less dinosaur. As you can see in the picture, one of the most impressive features was a play queue type of functionality. Basically, you can click on a track saying queue this track, and it will just keep on playing from the queue until it's empty. So it will make it up to the next release. I'm also working on a new audio player backend. I'm not very happy with Zyme. It also can play video, and it doesn't always work very well for me. So, and I was thinking, gee, how hard could it be to write an audio player? So I started one, but I've also been looking at GStreamer, but I'm very hesitant to actually use that because. Just the amount of, at least 2 years ago, just the amount of people on like Arch Linux forums having problems with GStreamer, not knowing which plugins they were missing. Also, it's kind of heavy memory-wise, so I'm not sure yet. The jury is still out there, basically, on that one. So maybe at some point, if I can use multiple backends, at some point that could be nice to use.
What about MPG 123 or MPG 321? Well, those, you know, simple ones, and you provide a fancy interface.
Yeah. See, the same thing with Empire. The control on it is too limited for me. I also want to do network streams, for example, radio streams. So
one of the, I forget, was it 123 or 321 can actually do them. I did it for a while before I got the Flash Player working with Live 365.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'd rather have something building than a library that I need to do this stuff. Some external programmers. It's always an option, though. I mean, you know, worst case. Design is not bad, it's just that I want something even better, basically. I want to support some additional tags, like a composer and conductor. Right now, we need to ignore those. I want to do some more online services, like lyrics, fetching. Of course, one of the problems is to find a good source for them first, a legal source as well. And maybe some more improved Last.fm handling as well. I did recently start working on the cover art, improved support for it. We load them, it takes a while to load them all. And so I want some caching there as well. I've got already the implementation that seems to be working, so it's a lot faster as well. So. And some device and directly syncing. So right now I don't support any like iPod devices, so if you plug in your iPod, it doesn't know about it, basically. As a first step, I would like basically like a directly sync, meaning that it would know a directory exists somewhere on a mount point, for example, and you could move your files from and to that directory, and it would correctly name those files as well to a certain pattern that you've specified, for example. Or if it's a device with a very specific rules, it will use that instead, basically. And the big task is the background tasks. Some of these operations, like tag writing, can take a long while. So I want to put them in a thread in the background. I did hit a snags though, and that's with the database basically. And the problem is that certain database operations will lock the whole database, and you cannot use the database afterwards. Unless your import task, for example, is done. So I still have to find a solution for that as well. I'm hosted at Google Code, so it's my favorite hosting website at the moment. If you have any questions or bug reports or feature requests, please send them to me, either using the website or just send them as an email. And Google's Music Manager is available in the community repository as Music Manager. That has kind of a history. I've requested people to change it to Google's MM, but so far nobody has listened yet. So. Questions?
You should keep it.
Okay, so there are other distributions than Arch, and I had a real branding problem, as I would like to say. Different distributions had their packages named differently, and also since my executable was named GMM at some point, earlier on, I changed it recently as well. People got confused. They installed Music Manager, and now, well, how do I run this? I decided to name everything Google Sign, and hopefully your Arch can follow up as well.
So to run it, you use a different command than the Music Manager?
Correct, yes. The command to run it right now, the current version of Oscar is Goggles.mm. And this is the current development. Yeah, it's just a library thing. And this is the current development version, which has the new look and feel as well. So it's more flatter, it has some gradients. leave all of his law for gradients, basically. So the mains have disappeared. So there's some more options, you know. Change the way it looks.
Yeah, each of the versions has a more known feel to it.
Yes, yes. People seem to like that, and you know.
You had a I was noting in a previous version you had at least I remember trying this, and I remember you had some kind of in the appearance options to like make it look like a GTK game on the machine itself.
No, see, Fox is not feedable, so all I can do is change the color scheme, basically. Yeah. And I chose a couple of ones that were either in KDE and in XFCE and GNOME. So, you know, if you change the colors just right, you know, it already looks a lot better, I think, yeah. Than the standard Fox kind of grayish. Else? So I think Alex is going to tell you later on how to really manage it.
That is wonderful.
Oh, and the new version also will have rating support. And also in the repository is my new audio player library that I'm slowly developing as well. So if you ever wanted to hack on something like that, I always like to have help. So.
Does it minimize to just a media player bar?
This one? No, it minimizes to I still have the remote, the mini player, basically.
Okay.
This one. So
that's fine.
Also, some people like it if it sort of minimizes to the tray icons, the system tray. Some people hate it, so I made it optional in my program to do that. I'm also working on the new system tray protocol that KDE has been starting to use, and hopefully GNOME will follow as well. So, which should make it look nicer as well. That's these two here. Thank you.